Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program on 929 The Game, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, Dan Quinn, joins us this morning on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, John. Morning, Hugh. Hugh, it's good to have you back with the home team, man.
Coach, I'm happy to be back. But, Coach, what are we going to do, man? We got two Pro Bowlers hurt on the defense. What are we going to do?
Hey, you know what we do, man. We're fortunate in this case because two of the guys that will take on an extended role are heading into that second year where a lot of growth has taken place, and that's with Duke and with KZ. So that's what you do. You know, you answer the challenge of where it goes, and at some point we'll get Deion back. It won't be for a little while. You know, we're certainly have guys that are capable to play really well in the system. And so, you know, we're definitely bummed for those two guys and won't have them. But the other two are definitely ready for the op, Hugh. They definitely are.
So let me get this straight, Coach. Duke Riley, is he sliding into the middle linebacker spot and Kamal is sliding up to that strong slide linebacker spot?
And Fourier will be a factor as well.
Okay.
You know, we use this so much on the teams factor and that side. So Fourier will take on some role in our base package. Ish was certainly capable of backing up at a number of spots. And then we've added some, some roster spots to fortify some of the special teams roles with some guys that have had some proven special team snaps in the league. So that's the, the kind of set out to, all right, that's the problem. And how do you go about solving it and fixing it? And that's what we did.
So basically, we don't have to push the panic button. Everything is okay. We're going to be okay defensively until we get Deion Jones back.
We are going to be more than okay. So, the expectations of our standard of how we play, it goes through everybody. And it's a good feeling to know that every man here is for a reason. You know, we're not here just, you know, hanging around. So if their opportunity comes, they're prepared for it, they're ready for it. And when those moments come and you answer the bell and you know this as a teammate, it's a pretty cool feeling and the respect that can be earned when you do that.
That makes Wendy feel so much better, Coach. I'm here to tell you. She was worried.
Yeah, I understand. That's why we're talking about it.
Hey, Coach, Dan Quinn with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Keanu Neal, this has got to be heartbreaking for him.
You know, he's such a good competitor, represents so much of the style that we love to play, John. So, we're really bummed for Kiki. He puts a lot into it. And you know what? The good news is that he's going to come back strong. For those of you who've been around him, his mindset, his resiliency, what he stands for as a teammate and a ball player, we're definitely bummed that we won't have him for 18. But 22 will be roaming the field for many years to come, in the red and black.
I just want to make sure that I understand. Just so that I have clarity. So Deion's injury is a foot, and he's on the IR for 8 weeks, and there's a possibility he could be back as soon as the Dallas game, which is game 10. Is that right?
Yeah, a player, when they go, if they do have the opportunity to return, it has to be where they're out for those 8 games. So it doesn't include the bye week. It has to include the game. So, we don't know the exact timeline of that. But he just, had a procedure done. So now that we're getting the information, the main thing for now is getting him healthy and getting him rolling, and we would not put him back out there before he was ever ready to. So a long time to discuss for that, but that's the timeline that you're on point.
Any other players we should be concerned about this week for game the opening home game?
No, we had a big injury report, after the game, so those were some disappointing, issues that we dealt with. But at the same time, we know – the feature of how all the different guys that we're with. So, we're ready to get rolling again.
Dan Quinn joining John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know, last week, Coach, Carolina's defense held Ezekiel Elliott to just 69 yards. And I know how you talk about how important it is to get the run game going. What obstacles does this Carolina defense put in front of you to try to get that going this weekend?
Yeah, I think what you'll notice right away, Hugh, is just, they really stack the box and they play aggressive downhill, and especially in their front seven. Their linebackers are excellent tacklers. And then the D-line up, they really, like us, play aggressive eight-man fronts and want to play in that way. part of the run game of getting it going, just like he had said, is having that balance. And when you can get the run game and the play action going, that's where, you know, we're at our best. So both of those things will be really important, the run game, the play action that goes with it on those first and second down plays. That's a big deal. So if we can get those two things in concert, we'll be the best version that we can be, that's for sure.
Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with John and Hugh. Your frustration level with the execution, the penalties, the red zone, all these things that keep recurring time and time again. And now with these injuries, it really kind of points to Matt Ryan. It points to the offense, and it points to, hey, it's time for you guys to go. I mean, this is time where you guys got to kick this in gear.
Yeah, I don't know about the turnover margin. We ended up plus one on that one, but I definitely, you know how big I talk about the ball. But for sure, the main topic for me, you know, was the red zone and not scoring points. And that drastically changed the game, where we didn't score in those moments. So no chance are we going to make, you know, one game doesn't make a season. And I think we can all attest to that. But we got another good test this week. They're another good front and another good team to play. But I know our team, we're kind of chomping at the bit to get back out on the practice field. We had a good practice Monday, and then we're back at it again today. So that part of our game, obviously, we missed our mark. I was happy, in terms of creating two turnovers. We gave up one, which we don't ever like to do, and the penalties were definitely high. But those are definitely two of the areas for sure that has our attention for this week.
Can I go back to the opener against Philadelphia? I'm kind of curious, Coach Dan Quinn, joining John and Hugh. Coach, when you looked at the film, were there players or a player or players that actually played a much better game? Kind of, in retrospect, you don't necessarily notice it when you're watching the game, but you go back at the film and go, man, the guy did some really good stuff out there.
Yeah, I think there's quite a few players that had that kind of toughness and effort to strain. And Devondre Campbell certainly was one. I thought Rico played well. Robert Alford was sure one. Julio certainly had a good game. I thought Austin Hooper, for his, he had played well. So yeah, there's more than a few that played up to the standard that that we expect from one another. So that's why we're so anxious to get back and get rolling.
You know, Coach, we were kind of kicking around this morning and trying to figure out why. Does it seem like the most injuries that happen in the NFL happen during the first few weeks of the season? What do you think is the reason why that happens?
You know, I'll have a good answer for you on that one. We've been pretty healthy through the first few games through the last few years. So this one came as a little bit undetermined, for us. But I don't know. That's a good question. I know a lot of people have their opinions on it, regarding the preseason and back in your day, the two-a-days every way where you kind of got hardened and ready to get rocking, where, since, 5 or 6 years ago, we've changed that format. Mm-hmm. And I'm not suggesting that that's it, but I think that's one of the philosophies there. And then as it gets into the season, sometimes these injuries, there's weeks that seem like they're bigger than others, if you know what I mean, where, that happens too. So best we can do is adapt and know, okay, these are the circumstances, and then how do we go deal with them from here? And that's what we intend on doing.
Dan Quinn, Coach, pardon me for this. I want to go back to the beginning of the discussion. I want to make sure I get clarity on this. Vic Beasley, is there any plan to use him and drop him back to, part-time linebacker, use him in multiple positions now?
No. No plan for that.
All right. I just wanted to check on that. Thanks for clarity. Cam Newton presents all sorts of problems. He is that big low guy. I mean, how do you deal with Cam Newton? Is that a special kind of way you game plan for somebody that has his skill set?
Well, it certainly takes a long time because of all the unique stuff that they can do. You don't normally add in all the quarterback runs and the options that can go with it into your normal game planning when you face a quarterback that doesn't have, that skill set or that part of their game or their offense doesn't utilize that. And so we kind of expected them to utilize him in a way that he's been, featured through the years, even though they have a new offensive coordinator. But he's an excellent coach, and for years is, taking shots down the field, and that's certainly one of Cam's strengths. And then when you add the uniqueness of the run game to it, more often than not, it comes down to, your discipline and your tackling when you're defending the quarterback. But that's, a good portion of their offense, but certainly not all of it.
Dan Quinn with John and Hugh. Of course, the home opener, no less than Carolina. I would imagine that there's quite a level of excitement around this first game coming up on Sunday, Coach.
It is, and just getting a chance to have the home opener here with the fans. We know what that means, and then to have it a chance to get right back in with the NFC South, we had to wait for a while for the division last year, and so we're all pretty pumped that we get a chance to, you know, get it go and fight for this division. You know how these games are and why they're so much fun. The division games, the players know each other, the coaching staff know each other, and so it's about the execution, the fundamentals, and all the things that go into those division games. So both teams will be ready to go, and it'll be a hell of a fight.
We'll be rooting. Thank you, Coach. Do appreciate.
All right. See you, John. See you, Hugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.